Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio Advocacy and Gospel News for the Persecuted Church. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. All correspondence and inquiries of the WIBR Warn Radio Network can be sent to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. Today is December 18th, Wednesday, 2019. And the readings in the Word this week are Genesis chapter 37, verses 1 through chapter 40, verse 23. Amos chapter 2, verse 6 through chapter 3, verse 8. And the New Testament portion is Acts chapter 7, verses 9 through 16. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can also join us on usa.life and on MeWe, that's M-E-W-E, and you can find us on USA Life and MeWe at hashtag Warn Radio. You can listen to the radio shows on Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcasts, and also on Deezer. And you can go to warn-usa.com and in our posts for listening and downloads, and on both warn-usa.com and danaglensmith.com, you can find the Spreaker app. Be sure to read the following articles by The Watchman. They're very pertinent and they're important for this day and age that we're living in. Christian Living Today, Vapor in the Midst of Time. Christian living, it is true. Life passes by like a mist. Your life, whether you are a Christian or not, is here today and gone tomorrow. It is a vapor in the midst of time. A place before eternity is where you are right now. How you act, what you do, and more importantly, what choices you make. Yes, these will determine where you will spend eternity. Also, servant disciple. He is not above his master. Servant disciple. One of the common themes in the gospel end of days scenario is trouble worldwide. Matthew chapter 24 warns we are not to be deceived. Not only the chaos of wars between nations and ethnic groups will occur, we also find natural disasters, famines, pestilence, earthquakes all around the world at the same period of time. The startling fact is that these are described as the beginning of sorrows. Luke 21 and Mark 13 also relate the troubling end of days scenario. And also, by going to danaglensmith.com, you can get your free ebook, The House of Long Shadows. This has been the generation of Americans who gave America away, forsook the Lord God, and sold themselves into bondage because of their sins. In the House of Long Shadows, we find an epitaph of America. So go to danaglensmith.com to get your free ebook. And also danaglensmith.com and warn-usa.com to listen to read the latest articles by The Watchman. And now I invite The Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. We've got the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God.
Yeah. We have the victory, and we're in the world and not of the world.
Amen. I don't want to be of the world. I hate it. I hate what's going on.
Well, you know, I'm reasonably certain that there's a lot of crazy people out there.
Yep, I could agree.
Just absolutely nuts. And on the top of the list is Mad Maxine. That woman is so full of hatred. She rejoices in evil.
Yeah, that's sad. You know, really.
You know, anybody that finds the president guilty of impeachment should not be rejoicing over the fact. These are wicked, wicked events. And that, and
exactly.
The bottom line of it is, it's bearing false witness because there is no proof. Everyone who votes for impeachment, including Mad Maxine, who's been crying from the beginning, she's been just outright bitchy, mean, nasty. And it's just sickening that we have people in the political realm that are so full of hate and are so vindictive that they live their lives like that. And I got a word of advice to Mad Maxine. Mad Maxine, you need to repent, girl, because you're getting close to meeting your maker. And I can guarantee you, your fruits on the tree are not sweet. They are bitter. So the harvest that you're going to be part of is the bitter harvest. So you need to repent, girl. And De Niro,
yes, amen.
He's another one that needs to repent. And I was thinking of the Caesar by the name of Nero, who was crazy. That fits Nero and his hatred of Trump. It's just absolutely beyond the pale how these people can be so despicably hateful. And we've got more than that. We've got kids on the street. We've got Antifa. We've got a lot of them that are just so hateful, so spiteful, so vindictive, so lawless. And what this means for America isn't going to last. There needs to be a repentance in this country from the bottom up.
Yeah.
But my new article that I wrote today will be out tomorrow. And I deal with a lot of things about what's going on and how we as Christians can look at this. So you can wait for that when it comes out. Up front, though, you know, of course, the news is kind of old that Boris Johnson of the Conservative Party won. You know, they have the same problem over in the UK as we do here. They've got the Conservatives and the Liberals. The Liberals over there are the Labour Party.
Yeah.
The Liberals over here pretty much are the Democrats. Well, you know, there's been this BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, which is Palestinian. It's a led campaign, and there's been even major Christian denominations that signed on to it. And
hey, that's terrible.
And so, Johnson is criticized this movement in 2015 when he was on BBC. He said then that he could not think of anything more foolish than to say that you want to have any kind of divestment or sanctions or boycott against a country. When all is said and done, it's the only democracy in the region. And so the queen, supposedly, according to sources out of Israel, will mention the anti-BDS law as one of Johnson's legislative priorities. Now, we know that it's not just in the UK. It's all over Europe, and there's a lot of them in America as well that are falling for this nonsense. Israel, on the other hand, needs to be supported as the only democracy in the Middle East, and all of her enemies are around her, and they just as soon kill her as look at her. So we are shaping up for the end of days.
Yes, sir.
So needless to say, I'm not for BDS. BDS is a bunch of BS. So if you need clarification, I can spell it out for you, but I'm sure you got enough sense to know what I just told you. The bottom line of it is that when it comes to wickedness, this is wickedness. When it comes to the Palestinians from the get-go, they did not pursue peace. But Arafat instead taught all the children there to hate the Jews. And even today in Europe, they had various parades and things going on. And in some of them, I think this was Germany, where they had some characters of Jews that were exaggerated, and they got in trouble for it over there. Because the government, you know, the way they portrayed the Jews. I mean, there is a way that they portray it in a caricature, demeaning the Jews, because, the ultra-conservatives do dress so different. But the bottom line of it is that it's no weirder than, like, when we were at this gathering of people, one of the people that showed up there came in kilts.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, that's out of the ordinary for around here.
Yes, it is.
But, you know.
And another person, another gal showed up in a kimono, and she's not even Asian. But that was kind of cool, I guess.
Well, you know, it's good that they can feel comfortable enough to do that.
Yeah.
So at any rate, BDS, yes, sirree.
See, Australia's going to, the Australian Parliament, is it Austrian? Yeah,
the
Austrian Parliament is also expected to pass legislation labeling BDS anti-Semitic. That's good.
Yeah, it is. It's about time some of these countries stood up against it.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you come across BDS, just pay no attention to it except to condemn it. You are given the right in this country to express your opinion. If you think BDS is okay, then that shall be duly noted. But in this country, there's a lot of things that we don't seem to realize. That is, one day you're going to pay. You're going to stand in judgment for every idle word you say, every deed you've done, and every injustice you've perpetrated. And especially those who bore false witness against Trump in this impeachment, they shall find out. And there's been a lot of warnings today from a lot of those who are watching this that say the very fabric of America is threatened, because the only thing these people in the House wanted to do was get rid of him so they could win the election.
That's right.
And indeed, the Democrats could win every election from here on out. And I guarantee you that if you allow the Democrats to win continually, you will lose your country. within a generation, probably sooner. You will lose this country faster than you've ever dreamed. And all of this good economy that hit all of America will be destroyed. Nevertheless, judgment has been on this country for a long time. I've been warning for more than two decades. And of course, you know, people don't pay any attention, Tower.
Oh, well, they don't.
Not many.
They don't care. People.
Not many. And when you get in the political realm, there's nothing more sickening than to see politicians that have acted the way they have, and they happen to be Democrats. Now, I had relatives that were Democrats, but I got along with them fine. They weren't like that. So at any rate, we do have to move on. We've got an update on Leah Sherebou. Are you ready, Tower?
Yep. This I'm not sure where this story comes from. GlobalChristianNews.org. Nigeria's Nobel laureate, Wole Soyinka, speaking at Georgetown University, Washington, in an ode, Mandela comes to Leah. She said, though Islam claims faith is not of compulsion, Leah has remained a torch undimmed in the den of zealots. And it's been almost 2 years since she's been kidnapped. It was February 19th, 2018, by a faction of the Boko Haram terrorist group. And all the other girls who are all Muslims were released over a year ago, but Leah Sherebou. She was the only Christian teenager among them who was denied her freedom because, according to her classmates, at the time of their release, Leah was told to convert to Islam and she refused. She was denied her freedom even after Boko Haram received a ransom for the release of all the girls from the Nigerian government. The government, though, has since denied paying any money for the release of the girls. And to mark her captivity and raise awareness as well as pressure the Nigerian government to make her release a priority, protests and prayers took place in many cities in Nigeria and in London, and they did that on her birthday, May 14th. It was, I believe she would turn 16, and they said she marks her birthday in captivity, and other Nigerians and lovers of peace in the world to urge the FG to ensure her release. God will sustain her and her family members. And she is still with the terrorists, unfortunately. She's been held captive, like I said, almost 2 years now, because she refuses to renounce her Christian faith. She is a reference point for courage, strength, and faith, and a source of inspiration and pride for every believer. And unfortunately, the family's wait is getting longer. And I would to God that they would release her. That Boko Haram, in its last communication about Leah, said the Nigerian government was unserious about negotiating Leah's freedom and declared that it has changed its mind about releasing the teenager. So remember to keep praying for Leah Sherebou and for her family. This is a tough situation. It's tragic. And my heart goes out to this mother. It's just a horrible thing to be having your children taken from you like that, especially by the terrorists.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, we've been covering Leah Sheriboo. We've covered a lot of others. And this story is particularly tragic in that of her age. As far as Boko Haram, these people are nasty. They're filthy. And they're godless. And one day, they will get their reward in heaven. And it won't be virgins. What they're going to get is nothing like what they think. And
yeah,
if the nations, if the nations of men were serious about taking care of some of these things, they would send some hit teams in there and they would kill these jackhammers. The only way to stop these terrorists, and that's, they either get converted or they get shot. That's about the only way. And if you think by dancing around the fact that Islam, radical Islam, is a problem, then you're part of the problem. Because radical Islam is a problem. Just like radical Hinduism is in India itself. Radical communism, like in China, justifies their crackdown and destruction of churches. And then, of course, you got the paranoia of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and the fact that Christians can't even have anything over there about Christianity. But yet there, we know that there's Christians over there. So the governments of men and the nations of men are in turmoil, and God has shaken them all. One day, it's going to be over. But Leah has to keep her faith in the Lord. Pray that she will have strong, strong faith, that she'll have visitations by angels that will strengthen her. And then I guarantee you this, that God delivered Peter out of the hands of those who were keeping him captive. And if God did that for Peter, he can do that for Leah. So you need to pray for divine deliverance for Leah, where she's led out of there by angels and protected by the hand of God to bring her home.
Yes, amen.
Because personally, I rebuke this Boko Haram and those who are holding her in Jesus' name. Father, send thy warrior angels to release this woman, Leah Sheriboo, and deliver her back to her family. And may the hand of Almighty God be upon her for good and blessing. And may the hand of God reward Boko Haram for all the evil that they've done. And may they repent in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, we've, as we have covered a lot, Asiya Bibi and many others, we're always glad when they get released. But as many as we talk about, there's a lot more we never know about. So,
that's true.
You know, these are just examples. You've got brethren around the world that are persecuted. Now, in another one, this is from World Missionary Press. The story itself is from MNN Online, Mission Network News. And World Missionary Press provides scripture booklets. Now, see, there's a lot of ways that people get gospel tracts and things and booklets. Now, see, we many, many years ago, I had tracts made up of our testimony, and it was printed in a number of languages in India and distributed. And, you know, the thing of it is, you have to make available to them the track, and many of them over there will take it and get it made, they'll do it themselves. Now, see, World Missionary Press provides their scripture booklets, and apparently they have 126 million booklets. That's how many requests they have for scripture booklets. Now, Helen Williams, who I don't know, but she's with World Missionary Press, say the hunger for God's word in 56 countries. I mean, it's just amazing. But half of the orders for the booklets that they send out come from Africa. Now, this would also back up the fact that according to Reinhard Bonnke and even the ones who replaced him, the guy that replaced him, not to mention Franklin Graham is over in that area as well. There's a lot of people that are coming to the Lord by these crusades. Nigeria being one of the biggest. Now, see, the problem with Nigeria is with all the Christians people were supposed to have accepted the Lord, Nigeria is still have a lot of persecution going on in that country from radical Islamists. So, you know, I mean, Nigeria, as many got saved over there, would be worse if they hadn't gotten saved. So more have to be saved in order to change that country.
Yeah.
So she went on to say, I have an email on my desk from a man in Zambia saying we need spiritual food here. I've got five little churches out in the valley with 473 people, but there's a tremendous hunger for the word and I need your help. I get those emails day after day after day. And she goes on to say, we have one shipment of booklets going to Nigeria and we can't keep Nigeria satisfied. Now, see, that's where Bonnke and his team, and of course, Bonnke is dead now. And the guy that I forgot his name that took over for him is, you know, was holding services there, you know, outreaches. And a lot of them are getting saved. So you think about that. And see, the thing of it is that Muslims do come to faith. We have reported on that because the people that we are reporting from are on the mission field. They're there. So it's just one of those things that you have to understand that radical Islam is a threat. There are people like Boko Haram that are mean and nasty. But there is a lot of this hunger for the true word of God and for people who do not know the Lord to come to the Lord. So at any rate, if you want to help World Missionary Press, you can do a search on that or go to mnnonline.org. Now, I don't know if that belongs to World Missionary Press, but it's... It happens to be missionary news that's online. So you just can't get away from it. You know, trying to get the word over there is not the easiest thing to do.
No.
So we do have some update here with our news bits. But I'm going to do this. Tower, you want to read about Parmada because she's from Nigeria?
Yeah. Yes. This story comes to us from, I'm not sure where. This is about Parmada from Nigeria. She's a young Christian high school student in a Muslim area of Nigeria. And her life was turned upside down in July 2017. When she was kidnapped by someone who she thought she could trust. The female head of her boarding school spent months earning her trust and befriending her. Then one day she called her out of class and told her that her mother was dying and she would be rushed to her. It was a lie. Parmata was drugged and taken to a house where her name was changed to Fatima, or Fatima, and she was forced to learn Arabic. And eventually, Parmata's parents discovered that the boarding school head had conspired with a group of Muslim men to kidnap her, and she was to be converted to Islam and married off to a Muslim man. By the time she was set free, she had been held in captivity for a month. An experience like this would create deep wounds in anybody's psyche, but especially someone as young as her. And so this is when persecution.org stepped in. And her family couldn't afford the physical and psychological care that she needed to fully recover. And that allowed persecution.org the privilege of stepping in and providing professional counseling to process her pain and trauma and give her coping tools for the journey ahead. We also provided, you know, they also provided clothing and hygiene products and even a small business to relieve the family's financial strain. And they say, unfortunately, we can't take away what happened to Parmata. If only we could, but praise God for you, our donors, who have stepped forward to love, touch, and heal where we can. As you can imagine, Parmata is going to need time, resources, and the Holy Spirit to heal. Would you lift up her young heart and take her under your wing in prayer for a season? It's a special privilege to watch victims heal and move past the evil directed at them. Time and His touch can take away the pain, bloodshed, and death and turn it into healing and even life as we cling to Him. So if you want to remember to pray for her and all our other brethren in Nigeria, and you can also go to persecution.org if you want to help out. Okay, Dana, now back to you.
Well, you know, we find that a lot. Radical Islam targeting these young girls.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you're a father overseas, about the only thing to do is put an armed guard around her. Because these people are wicked. And we've seen it a lot of times. Now, we're going to kind of change focus. I'm going to be talking about some of the news bits that hit the thing. One of them was by Alan Dershowitz, because he questions this impeachment by the House, and a lot of them do, because he says, regardless of the outcome, that is of the impeachment, the damage will have been done by the House majority that will have abused its power. Did you get that? Abusing its power, the very thing they accused Trump of. By weaponizing the House authority over impeachment for partisan purposes, exactly as Hamilton predicted. Now, see, partisan politics, that's exactly what this is. They even admitted it today in some of the sound bites that I listened to. These two grounds, the abuse of power and obstruction of justice, he says, are not among the criteria specified for impeachment. Neither one is a high crime and misdemeanor. Neither is mentioned in the Constitution.
Right.
Both are the sort of vague, open-ended criteria rejected by the framers. He goes on to say they were rejected precisely to avoid the situation in which our nation currently finds itself. Abuse of power can be charged against virtually every controversial president by the opposing party. An obstruction of Congress, whatever else it may mean, cannot extend to a president invoking privileges and then leave it to the courts to referee conflicts between the legislative and executive branches. And they even tried to get him for that by going to court. That's hogwash. And most of these people, these legislators in the House, don't seem to know the Constitution or understand the rights. And, you know, there's one thing for sure, you know, Mad Maxine, you know, she doesn't care whether she's right or wrong. All she knows is she hates him and that's it. Doesn't matter that it's legit. It doesn't matter that she's spewing hatred on somebody that's innocent.
Yeah.
So, And in another piece of news, the U.S. Senate passed Armenian and Assyrian and Greek genocide resolution. Now, of course, when we really put this all together, we actually can relate this to Turkey and the old Ottoman Empire. But the Senate passed a resolution on Thursday formally recognizing the Ottomans Empire, that's Turkey, their old caliphate, empire's genocide against the Armenian people, a move strongly opposed by the Turkish government. Erdogan was saying today that he was complaining that, a lot of the governments didn't even participate or care about, you know, him cleaning out this area for the refugees. But he didn't clean it out for the refugees. He says that, but that's baloney. He cleaned it out for himself because he hated the Kurds. And this is something that goes way back. But the Kurds were housing the Yazidis and Christians as well. And they were all living together in peace when this moron Erdogan went through the area. Now it's a mess now because the others don't have a place to live. And he has efficiently, along with Russia, helped to do this. I think it was mostly done by Erdogan, but Erdogan got the go-ahead from Russia because Russia is the one that was helping Assad as well in Syria. So the whole thing is a mess. And so, you know, I mean, these resolutions, it points that these people matter. But the bottom line of it is, unless we can come to some kind of a solution, we're going to be in trouble.
Yep.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what was that?
Donald Trump live in Michigan.
Well, that's good.
He's going to give the rebuttal, so, you know, it's one of those things. You know, this guy is a fighter. At any rate, to the Assyrian genocide, Turkey still sees it as not something bad. And Turkey, being a NATO member, is not really a true NATO member. NATO is about worthless, in my view, and Turkey is no friend, especially the West. So I don't know.
He shouldn't be in NATO.
No, he shouldn't. I've said that for quite a while. We've talked about it, but just one of those things. And another thing, you know, Turkey, this is again Erdogan, he wouldn't allow the Armenian Christians there to have a new patriarch because the other one hadn't died yet. I guess apparently he didn't want to have two patriarchs. The other one was sick and he finally died. He wasn't able to keep the office going, so he died. So he finally allowed, them to elect the 85th Armenian patriarch. It came after more than 10 years of delays. And that's because Turkey and Erdogan's political agenda got in the way. And, of course, Turkey inserted new bylaws into the electoral process and it restricted candidates eligible for the position. The only eligible candidates for the patriarch were Turks. Isn't this something?
Yeah,
a Turkey, a real Turk, he's the one that became the patriarch, but the Armenians who was eligible because it's an Armenian church were not eligible. Now, an Armenian member of Turkey's parliament said history will write to the black pages of public officials, cooperating spirits and rulers who play with our dignity. I will not count the chosen person as my patriarch. So it caused a little bit of trouble there. Of course, Erdogan, he's anything but friendly to Christianity. And he's anything but friendly to the West. Yeah. Although we do have bases there. So it's hard to say. I wouldn't look for Turkey to be very friendly to Israel either. Not at all. Now, another thing we wanted to focus on tonight was Pakistan's blasphemy laws. Tower, you and I were talking about this not too long ago. Can you remember how many people were in jail at the time when we covered Asiya Bibi and she got loose? They were in.
There was like 200 other cases like her. That's what a person had said about them being in Pakistan, 200 other women. There's probably more, you know, men and others as well.
Well, we do have a quote, but it's a longer period of time, the freedom of thought. Now, I haven't been to that website, but they quote, they're quoted as saying the authorities prosecuted between 1987 and 2012. Now, that's a long time. 1,170 mm-hmm. blasphemy cases.
Wow.
With scores of new cases every year. Civil society, another one that monitors, reports estimate that in 2017 alone, 50 individuals were imprisoned on charges of blasphemy, and 17 of those facing possible death sentences.
Yeah, that's a 25-year period.
So, you know, this is what Asiya Bibi was, you know, in trouble for. And she didn't do anything. And that's
right.
Why she was basically let loose, because she hadn't done anything. But she still, even though she was finally released, she spent, what, over 9 years in prison?
Yeah, that's right.
And now she's able to be with her family, which is good.
Yes,
but, you know, it's something else if you can think about Asiya Bibi. She goes from that closed society, and even Christian women over there have to wear the whole Islamic headdress because it's Sharia law. And then she gets in an open society like where she's at, and it's totally different. And hedonism and godlessness is in your face like you've never seen.
Yeah, that would be definitely be a culture shock.
It would. It would be a culture shock. And, you know, that's the issue right there. So at any rate, Pakistan is one of those places we focus a lot on, that in India. There's always something going on.
In Nigeria.
Now, yeah, in Nigeria. It just, you can tell. These things come
Never
up all the time. There's another one, Zafar is his first name. Release International says he was falsely accused of blasphemy, and he's a Christian journalist. He put his life in jeopardy. Of course, when you're a Christian journalist and you're in these kind of places, whatever you write can be used against you, even if you wrote it a long time ago. He was arrested 7 years ago after reporting on Christian persecution. Somebody used his mobile to send a text against the prophet, and this was the blasphemy case against him. And that's how they catch him. Many times
yeah.
Christians are accused by Muslims of blasphemy because the Muslims reject what they're doing. And so they use this as a weapon. And so how did someone get his text? You know, his mobile
to
send a text.
The phone.
Well, in this case, you can't
say,
do
I
it.
I need
you
to
can't,
make a call.
You can't do it, even if you said that I didn't do it. You know, in Pakistan, you're guilty.
That's
period.
Right.
you go to court there, but you're still guilty. See, even if they have a lawyer, you're guilty. Iran's the same way. You go to court. You know, in India and Pakistan and in Iran, they all guarantee freedom of religion, but they're anything but free. North Korea has freedom of religion in its thing written into it, but you can't have freedom of religion because it's against the law. I mean, figure that out. China yeah. guarantees freedom of religion, and this is what we've even covered over in China regarding Christians that are persecuted over there. I remember one case, this pastor was even talking to the authorities that it's guaranteed in China, freedom of religion, and the communist local mucky muck told him, well, what is legal is what I tell you is legal. And, you know, Christianity's not legal, so... What were they doing? They were destroying all these churches, and they're still destroying the churches. They're throwing people in prison. Wang Yi's still there. The Early Rain Covenant Church, one of the largest, was totally destroyed. But they've got freedom of religion, so whatever it says in their constitution matters not. And see, this is what's so disturbing about America. When we have a group of knuckleheaded Democrats that ignore the Constitution and the rules on impeachment when they go ahead. Well, see, we report all the time about foreign governments who have constitutions, and the constitutions guarantee things, but the law and the justices and the rest of them who uphold it don't pay any attention to it. See, this is when... you wind up to have these other kind of states that we have today. And if you think America's immune to the stupidity of politicians, you're nuts. Because we have a problem in this country about understanding what is right and what is wrong here. And it's no different. You know, matter of fact, while we're talking about it, Trump, you know, couldn't even question his accuser. That's guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. You know, we can face our accusers, right to a speedy trial. Yeah, no trial, right. No nothing. He's guilty. And I saw some of the footage today, and they were on the street calling him names. They had actresses out there calling him names, blatant, that's terrible horrible. Names. Nero. I call him Nero. I do. I call him Nero after the crazy Nero from Rome, because he's nuttier than a fruitcake. You know, and he was
what
on
is
there.
His name?
And
Nero?
And others were on there. You know, all these radicalized so-called news stations, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, you know, they love these people, especially now that Trump's looks like he's down. They're just all rejoicing. Hillary was rejoicing.
Shame on them. Shame on them.
You never rejoice when your enemy is down.
That's
you
right.
Know? We don't want our enemies dead. We want them to repent. But the bottom line of it is that there is a justice coming someday. And if you haven't repented, you're going to meet him.
That's right.
And you're going to meet him in the high court. Now, we do have one of our first articles, stuff. This is from Barnabas Fund. You know, Putin is kind of a funny fellow when you talk about it. And, of course, if you talk to Democrats, they'll accuse you of colluding with Russia. I mean, Democrats are so Russia paranoid, it's nuts. That's probably because the Democrats and their agenda from the Obama administration is the one that put up this Ukraine and Russia thing that Trump got caught in. Nevertheless, you know, we find that evangelical churches are being closed in Russia. The most recent one, the Word of Life Cathedral Church in Russia, it was prohibited from operating. And the government was seeking to demolish it. And, of course, this was a big, big problem. And, of course, it doesn't matter that the technical aspects of the law wasn't exactly right, they just go ahead and close them down anyway. And so we're finding a number of these particular one. Like, here's another one. This one, the Oriole Christian Evangelical Church of the Resurrection. I like their names. They really, you know, they tell you what they are. An evangelical church who believes in the resurrection. That's what that is. And it had been on land it owned since 1990, but in 2018, authorities wanted the land, so they inspected the church, identified 78 safety and other violations.
Oh, good
and
grief.
So that was in early 2018. By the time you get to May, which is early anyway, they issued a decision to close the building. But see, the thing of it is, all the violations were rectified, but they closed it anyway. And then here's another one. It was a Baptist church. And God, it's hard to believe. You know, first of all, in Russia, Putin came on out and passed some laws that you can't even talk to anybody about your faith unless you okay it with the government.
That's stupid.
You know, don't even talk to me about that. You know, if you think I need your okay to pray, if I need your okay to praise the Lord, if I need your okay to carry a Bible, if I need your okay to talk about the Lord, I have two words, screw you. Now, that's the way I say it in my part of the world. Okay? And, you know, it comes down to it that, you know, this is who I am. This is what I do. You don't like it. That's life. But I'm not going to stop. You want to kill me for it? Have fun. If you want to, you know, throw everybody in prison because they're doing it, have fun. But the church needs to learn that they need to stand up, and you need to stand against these things. Because when you get to the point in Russia, as it is now, because of Putin, who is a former KGB guy, you know, it's too late. You can't really change anything because he's reinstituted the KGB in it. When you get over in Pakistan, it's too late to change the country. Got to have total revolution because it's so well entrenched in Islam. You can't do much about India either. It's entrenched in Hinduism, and they're as bad as the Muslims are when it comes to persecuting Christians. Now, you can dance around this. You can sit in your soft, comfortable churches. You can sit on your butt in the legislature of your state or in the capital, and you can do nothing. And you can say it is nothing. But the bottom line of it is every week, not just us, but many others cover this kind of stuff. There's many, many ministries and tracking agencies, and it is not in a closet. It's not hid. We know what's going on over there, and we know what kind of governments they are, these people are. And when you start treating our Constitution and what we have a right to do, you, oh Democrat, you, oh Republican, and you, independent, or you just plain ordinary American, or you illegal alien that is here, it won't matter, because your butt's going to be in a ringer, because this nation isn't going to be the America it used to be. It's not now, but it's going to get worse. And the issue is not Republican or Democrat. The issue is sin. The issue is pride. Now, my latest article will deal with some of these aspects. Of course, if you want something like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, and you want to be lulled to sleep or have everlasting sugar plums dance in your head, don't bother to read it. The bottom line of it is, if you want true gospel, hard-hitting, anointed writing, then you get your over to our websites and you read these things. We've got also this other free ebook. I call it an ebook. It's not a full book, but it is a good cover, and it's free. You can just read it and have it. And there's a purpose
in that. House of the Long Shadows. Yeah, there is a purpose.
If we're going to make any difference in this country, in this world, we need to stop playing games. And also, don't get caught up in all this stuff with his impeachment. Really, it isn't going to matter what the Democrats do. Because the bottom line is this. If the Lord God put Trump in, if he meant for him to be there, and if he wants him in there, he's going to be there.
That's
period.
Right. Amen.
And although they're reporting and say we're going to look at Trump differently because he's impeached, no, we're not going to look at him differently. Because some of the things he's done, nobody else has been able to do. Number two, so what if he was impeached? It was illegal, immoral, and it's not going to be backed by anything in the House. It's not a complete impeachment until the Senate gets done with it. See, the impeachment is not as Mad Maxine thinks, because a bunch of partisan Democrats got together in the House and impeached somebody they didn't like. That's not impeachment. You're supposed to be investigating, and that's what Mitch McConnell told him. You do the investigating, and we do the judicial part, and we find out if he's guilty or not. But they haven't brought any proof to the table. There's no proof. There's nothing. Innuendo. And we know what innuendo is because we report on it, and it's what happens to Christians overseas time and time again when they go to court. There's nothing but lies and innuendo, and they get thrown in prison anyway. Do you want that kind of a country in America? You better think about it. Because one day I may be reporting on the persecution of Christians in this country because we've been so foolish, so stupid, so wicked, so immoral that we failed to repent because of our pride and lazy. And there's a few other things I could put in there. And with that, as they say, is the way it is. So don't forget, you can go over to our websites, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. You can read the articles, you can listen to the shows, you can find us on a lot of social sites, you can go to our websites, and on the front page you can get links to all the other places where our shows are at. I tell you that in order to get the different apps, whichever app you like. You can also join us on USA.life or MeWe, not to mention Facebook, 3 Twitter feeds, LinkedIn, Tumblr. Boy, there's a lot of social sites. I didn't realize how many various social things there was until I looked at all the places you can share them from.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. We're going to have to get out of here.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Be sure to join us tomorrow night for Battle Lines. It'll be part 28 or 29 of Isaiah. We love you. We pray for you. We thank God for you. May he richly bless you and encourage you in these days in which we live. Good night, everybody.
Well, folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio.